Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com. Ladies and gentlemen of the Facebooks, welcome to a very exciting live. We've got a wonderful panel of female entrepreneurs and e-commerce specialists who are all going to be appearing at the Branded by Women conference run by my friend Danny McMillan of Seller Sessions. And we've got such a smorgasbord of topics that we're going to cover today as well. So it's going to be a little bit mental. You may need to get your brain into going very fast mode. There's a lot of value to share here. And 52 minutes I make it to share it. So first of all, do some quick introductions. Let's just go along the line and just introduce yourself rather than me introducing yourself and mangling everyone's names. Start with you, Isabella.
Hey guys, thank you so much for having us, Michael. I'm so happy to see all these familiar faces. I miss y'all. I love y'all. And I'm so grateful for Branded by Women. And again, just to have this like family reunion, right? So I'm Isabella. For those that have never seen me or heard me, I do tend to talk a lot. So any moment you want to stop me, just cut me off. I own Rank Bell. And at this year's Branded by Women, I will be speaking all about self-mastery because I think it's so crucial to integrate the mastery, the mindset with the business. So that's where I am going with this year for this year's event. So thank you.
Amazing. Anne, tell us about who you are and what you're doing this year.
Hello, my name is Anne Ferris. I'm an Amazon and e-com seller, also a mentor with Amazing and a Titan ambassador. And my passion is really for branding and the creative process that goes along with building an Amazon and an e-commerce brand. And so at this year's Branded by Women, I am going to be talking about ethical marketing and a little bit of content marketing because I really want to teach sellers how to just fall in love with their brand and do something great for the world and have fun at the same time.
And Tiffany, tell us about yourself as well.
Yeah, hello everyone. I'm Tiffany Hepburn. I'm the founder and CEO of Eat Sleep Amazon. And I'm going to be speaking a little bit on mindset and my journey of how I got started selling on Amazon, as well as giving some great tips on how to avoid Amazon account suspensions.
Excellent. That's always useful. Yeah, Amazon account suspensions, one of those horrible realities we've got to get our heads around for sure. Yeah. Yelena.
Thank you for having me today. Yelena, the owner of Amazonia PPC, which is a PPC management services agency. And I'm going to be talking a little bit about building your dream lifestyle through remote work environment and also sharing some of the insights we've been able to pick up from last year's experience with managing inventory restrictions, shortages, and also surpluses when it comes to inventory and how it relates to PPC. So I'm very excited to be part of this event.
Excellent. Yeah. Inventory is like such an all the serious sellers know that's what it comes down to, right? Getting the inventory management. Kim, tell us about yourself as well.
All right. My name's Kim Ford. I am an Amazon seller. I'm a newer Amazon seller. I'm going into my second year, but I've been a fitness and health and fitness coach for the last 7 years. I specialize in training women and new moms so they can get their bodies back after having babies. But I also am quite knowledgeable in the importance of food, nutrition, and exercise as you age so that you can age in a healthy way and maintain a healthy weight and lifestyle. And that's what I'll be talking about.
By the way, I think that's something I definitely need some help with as well. I'm an obviously male and female hormones act in some different ways, but I know definitely something a lot of us could do with after lockdown for a long time, right?
Exactly. That's right.
Great stuff. Yeah, very necessary, I think. So who do we have left? We have Kata. Tell us about what you're about.
Thanks, Michael. Thank you for having me as well. Well, my name is Kata Phipps. I am a clinical psychologist, Amazon seller, multi-brand owner, and a title leader, and a mom, and a friend. Yeah. And Kim, do 10 years old qualify as babies? just asking for a friend.
100%.
Well, this year I'm going to be talking. I'm very excited, actually, because finally got to the point where my business allows me to tap into my actual background, which is psychology. And this year I'm going to be talking about, you know, self-sabotage and how we are so tough on ourselves that even when people are telling us and results are right in front of us, we can't quite, you know, sort of integrate the fact that we're actually doing quite okay and the world is not going to end if we don't pull our phones up and tend to that one message. So this year I'm going to be teaching you all how to identify it, how to overcome it, and also, quite interestingly, in times of COVID, how this feeling has now translated into consumers' behaviors with everyone trying to multitask at home as well. So I am very, very looking forward to that.
A fascinating set of stuff. And what I would say is that it's very, very mindset focused, which is kind of unusual for, it's the sort of thing that knocks around internet marketing every so often. There's a kind of absolute sort of mania for it. Tony Robbins kind of, I blame that for pre-internet. But then in the Amazon world, there's a sort of mania for talking about ranking and stuff. And maybe it's a men versus women thing, that because maybe group of Amazon selling men tend to talk about ranking conversions and a little bit of, if I may say so, dick waving around revenue quite often. And maybe it takes a bunch of women to actually say, look, we're human beings. We have brains and emotions that we have to manage. So very refreshingly different topic for me, at least. So let's start with a lot of these crossover a great deal, of course, and even the physical health thing, mental health, mens sana and corporum sanum, that idea, like the healthy mind and the healthy body. But let's start with Isabella, your four lessons to self-mastery. What do you think this is like your starter for 10? What is the secret to self-mastery?
Well, first of all, if you want to listen to the whole presentation, you'll have to get your free ticket at brandedbywomen.com. Did that sound like a commercial? I think, you know, this year, like you mentioned, Michael, it is a lot about mindset. And I think for a lot of us, just being at home, stuck in lockdown for a year, really has made a lot of us, if not all of us, really consider what's important in our life. And of course, you know, we all work and we are so grateful to be here together because of what we do. You know, Amazon is what put us all in this room together and at Branded by Women, but it goes deeper than that. And it goes into the mindset. And a lot of us have really felt this year with COVID and not being able to see our friends. So for me, especially, I'm a super social butterfly. I need to be out there. I get my energy from people. So being restricted in that a whole year made me question everything about myself. Made me, you know, I had moments when I felt depressed. I've never felt that in my life. I'm like, what is this? Like, I've never actually taken that serious. And I think that's why it's so perfect that this event is so concentrated around mindset. And every single one of us, even when we are talking about Amazon, we will be integrating some of the mindset stuff just because you can't have one without the other. So I am happy to see that, you know, we are slowly moving into a better era, you know, with the vaccines and, you know, everything else and people trying to be more safe and taking precautions. So I'm hoping that this year we'll be able to all meet in person. So going back to your question about the self-mastery, I will be going through four lessons that I felt that were determined really my life and where it is now. And, you know, just a little tiny backstory. I am from Romania. I came to US with, you know, $100 in my pocket, basically no money, no English. And I really had to grow up really quickly and become an adult at the age of 20. So when you are faced with things like this, you automatically grow and, you know, your mindset forms in those moments of decision. Do I stay home or do I take the plunge and go to an unknown place, but that could provide all these opportunities for you? So this is what I did. So one of the things that I'm talking about is, you know, gratitude, how important it is to be grateful for everything we have. And I think it's so crucial right now, especially being in lockdown, remember to be grateful for everything that we have. You know, we still have our health, whereas a lot of people don't have their health anymore because of the pandemic. Grateful for even being able to be on Zoom with you guys and still have means of income because of Amazon. There's just so many things to be grateful for. And I think, in my opinion, being grateful is the secret to really all success, to self-mastery and everything that you want. That's the secret. So
gratitude. Yeah, that's a nice counterbalance to the way that pretty much every Amazon course is pitched, or at least the ones we don't want to see twice. The guys with the Lamborghinis and the big houses are like, that's the great envy is probably the opposite of gratitude, right? So glad to hear that in the Amazon space. So I'm inclined, Kata, to bring you in to talk about self-sabotage, because that feels like the opposite of self-mastery. And maybe it's something that the pandemic has induced. What are your thoughts about that?
I'm glad that was the question. I thought you were going to ask what I drive.
I wasn't going to. I have no idea. No, it's what you drive.
No, I'm kidding. No Lamborghinis over here. I think it's really important. And what the pandemic has really brought home, especially even for people that are lucky enough to be successful because they were already in the e-commerce world, which is the only one that probably actually improved thanks to the pandemic. I think it's important to also notice that with that came homeschooling for the ladies and men that have kids at home. Now we no longer have those 45 minutes where you could just follow your Pomodoro, set up the timer, forget about everything, get your boost, get things done, and then move on without being interrupted. We're now suddenly being obliged to multitask and tend for other people's needs, whether it's your partner, whether it's your dog. All those needs that before you had space and a system to tend to, now they're being, you know, shuffled around, and you are, a lot of people, if you're anything like me, even you will feel like one area has to give. And if you are closing an amazing business, you had an amazing day, everything is going great, and you were able to have everything going well with your business, normally means that you're going to go home if you're capable of switching off and actually establish those boundaries between working all the time while you're at home and actually switching off. Then you're going to feel like, shoot, I dropped the ball. I didn't do anything with my kids. I didn't do anything with my husband. I'm tired. I don't want to walk the dog anymore. I don't feel like getting dressed. And all of those things throughout all this period have actually come to a stage where life is not longer what we knew. And we don't even know if it ever is going to be. So what I'm going to talk about in Branded by Women is a little bit about self-sabotage. I tend to believe that women have always somehow being made feel to that if you're very successful at business, that must mean that your family somehow not quite looks after. It's a society thing. It's something that we have worked years and years, if not decades, to overcome. And even if you do manage to say, actually, no, I can do both really well, now with the pandemic, I'm not so sure we can anymore because we are dropping the ball. We don't really feel like it. And it's just human. So what I'm going to be going through is that to actually recognize that this is a thing. How many times most of you, even you'll say, oh, you know, even from the looks, it doesn't matter if your mom tells you you look good, you're not going to take that word in. You're still going to think that maybe I could have done better. But at least a figure of authority, whether it's a boss or someone else, comes and tells you, you're always going to need that kind of social input to actually believe that you're doing okay. When the truth is, we have the proof right in front of our eyes. We're just not paying attention to it. You know, we're not organized enough to actually be able to spot that the results speak by themselves and they shall suffice for you to not need any outer input to actually feel successful in all areas. And that's okay, you know. And so I'm just going to be sharing some tips to overcome it and to actually be able to get that social input through ourselves and be able to move on. But at the same time, it's not just us, our customers. Most of the avatars that we all serve through the Amazon world are actually women between the age of 20 to 40 that are experiencing the same thing. So we should be speaking the same language to them to convert better. So there is always a silver lining to everything. And if we're going through this, let's learn from it. You know, let's pivot. That's what we do. That's what we're entrepreneurs. So we're gonna be able to translate our experience into conversion that, and it's funny that you said that thing about men perhaps don't take that much care about mental health. They do want the sales. I actually believe that to have a very successful life that you can enjoy, like Jelena was talking about, we can actually work less in a cleverer way, if that's even a word, and tap into the customers in the right way to convert the same.
Love it. Some amazingly deep things you touched on, just a couple of responses as a man. And it's always like amongst a bunch of successful women, there's always that kind of guilt, like, I'm really sorry that women have not been valued as entrepreneurs. And I have no particular prejudice that women shouldn't be. But there's also so many subtle things. For example, I'm a married man. And if my wife earns more than me, which has happened sometimes, I noticed something in myself that's resentful about that, which is, again, to do with my construct and my stuff that I've been taught growing up, whether a man should be the breadwinner. Or there's all sorts of subtle social dynamics that I think really start to kick in when you're all stuck in the same house. And I know that there's issues around, like, who ends up doing the childminding, and does it not automatically fall to women? Often seems to do. There's statistics and studies that I've seen around. So yeah, there's a lot of stuff around this, isn't there? A lot of complex stuff that has been kind of squished into one household, one house at a time. And so this is a very interesting and very necessary conversation. I think you're absolutely right. But I really love the fact that what you're saying is, in the end, you've got to find some way of accepting that the results speak for themselves. And you don't need external validation. Maybe I'm just very unmanly, but I find I really, really, really need external validation. I mean, it's probably true for all sexes, right? But it's a very interesting point. Very interesting point. Ladies, any other responses on this topic before we move on to some other topics? As I said, a bit of a smorgasbord of mindset stuff today. But this is a big one, I think. Any other responses?
I would just like to say that I fully agree with you, Kata, and it ties right into, I won't jump into mine yet until I'm tagged, but it fully relates the mental health and the mental stability and the emotional health ties right into your business as well as your physical health. I mean, they are all connected. And as a mom with two kids that are in school, having to deal with that plus multiple businesses and all of your other duties as a woman, it can seem like, yeah, my business is going to take the back seat. Or if I put it in the forefront, what am I neglecting, you know, in spite of that? So anyways, I can't wait to see you talk on Branded by Women. I will be there.
Our new partner for today's episode is Ovals, the stock management experts. According to Retail Dive, e-commerce store owners lost $22 billion in sales because of being out of stock. 15% of consumers actually switched sites to buy the item if they encountered an out-of-stock product online. Don't let that be your customer. Ovals can help you avoid these mistakes. With Ovals, you can check for stock errors and improve inventory accuracy to increase sales. Ovals want to help you grow your sales with a free inventory accuracy cheat sheet. All our listeners will get 2 months of an Ovals paid plan for free. You can get your free months by visiting ovals.io/amazingfba. That's ovalz.io/amazingf for Freddie, B for Bertie, A for Alpha. These are really massive topics, actually, and it's amazing that you're all talking about these things. I don't know if it was coincidence or if Danny's kind of encouraged it, but they are very under-discussed topics, actually, I think. So since, Kim, you brought it up, I mean, I think it's true that you can't separate physical and mental health. Tell me a bit about your sort of what you're going to be talking about and your thoughts on that and how that.
Yeah, there's a lot that I'm going to cover, but I mean, the two points that I'll cover here. First is the connection between your physical health and your mental health, and not just in terms of like your mood and so forth, but just the fact that when you push yourself physically, it is very much a mental game. And a lot of my clients tell me this all the time. It's like they wanted to give up through the workout. They wanted to, you know, just tell me to get out of their house, like get out of here and leave, I'm done. But they push, I push them and they push through. So essentially, in the end, your body is going to do anything that your mind tells it to do. Your body is capable of doing so much more than you think it can. So when you can push past your mental barrier and make yourself take that extra step, that extra rep, whatever it is, you have a physical win, but you have such a mental and almost spiritual win at the same time, because you have broken through a self-imposed wall. And when a lot of my clients get to that point, it shifts something in their overall life. And since I work 99% with women, business owners too, they'll say, oh my God, like I realize, they basically take that shift in mentality to work with them. and it helps them to push that much harder and bust past their mental barriers that they might have set up in terms of what their achievements are, you know, in the workplace or with their own personal business. So I'm all for getting your workouts in and being physically healthy, but it does translate to so much more than just what can you get done at the gym. And so I will always put a pitch in for getting your exercise time. Don't set it off thinking it's like, oh, it's just a me thing and it's just my time. Yes, it is. And it's good for your health, especially as a woman and a mother, if you have children, to be healthy and be there. But that the mental effort, the mental barrier that you push past to get that workout done or to hit that goal carries over into other parts of your life, which is really important.
I love that message. Carry on.
That's okay. I'll talk.
No, it's cool. I mean, look, we're all very talkative people here, but yeah. I was just going to say, I think it's interesting. And again, a traditional sort of male approach to this stuff is it's about the achievement externally, kind of almost for bragging rights or something. There's a lot about men. Men are simple creatures compared to women, I always think. Like, I can say that as a man. I'm sure that's not necessarily true. But they're simpler, let's put it that way. And competition with your peers is such a big motivator. A lot of men, including myself at various periods, are not aware of the actual upside or downside effects. But I love the fact that you've put your finger on that. It's not a me time indulgence, as it were, to exercise, but it's a real mental game changer, I guess, is what I'm taking from that.
Yeah.
I really like that message, because what it means is we're getting a bit of a sort of theme that there's business versus family life, there's business versus personal health. And actually, I guess what you're saying is, actually, if you make the time for exercise, and I guess the same is going to apply for, you know, getting mental mastery and dealing with the self-sabotage stuff, that actually you're going to be way more effective business person, right? And that's absolutely really positive message. I love that. Yeah. Well, let's plunge on through our smorgasbord board of topics and then revisit things as they grab us. So let's do some slightly more Amazon-y focused stuff. So Anne, let's talk about ethical marketing and creative content. So I guess that Kat has already mentioned that actually we're not the only people suffering from this new, newly imposed lifestyle, that our customers are as well. So I guess that ties in, right? So tell me a bit more about that.
Yes, you know, it does. It ties into what's going on globally with the pandemic, but also with mindset, in that, you know, what I really hope that people can achieve through their businesses is a real sense of fulfillment internally by knowing that they're doing good in the world. So, you know, not just being successful financially, but being really fulfilled internally by knowing, you know, that you're doing a business that you love, that you're doing good things in the world, you know, rather than selling a bunch of, you know, plastic crap that you know is going to end up in landfills. And so, yeah, with ethical marketing, I mean, the tagline really is, for my presentation, is that 92% of millennials will choose an ethical brand over the same product from a normal brand. And I think the Amazon marketplace is really changing now with, you know, the effects of COVID, that everybody is shopping online. There are so many more brands on Amazon, and Amazon is so much more brand focused now. They have so many amazing tools to highlight, you know, brands and their stories, that people are really being more selective. They're not just going to Amazon for the cheapest product anymore. You know, they're looking for specific things. So by ethical marketing, what I mean, you know, there's different stages to it and so many different things that you can do, but it's having a mission with your brand, you know, something that you really support, whether it is, you know, families or the environment or everything in that space. I kind of do everything with my brand. And with that mission, you know, giving back a portion of your proceeds. And that really is, it's a win-win when you are supporting causes or giving back. It's your customers are more likely to buy from you and they feel better about their relationship with you. They're more likely to come back. And you are able to, as your business grows, you support more and more. So it can be, I know brands that do, you know, one tree planted per sale or one meal donated per sale. I donate a percentage of profits. My brand is family focused and I donate to a foundation here in beautiful Costa Rica where I live that supports families, like low income families. So that's one way. And the other thing is using ethically and sustainably sourced products, which I think for new sellers, something that I want people to know is that it's a lot easier to do this than you think. Using reusable packaging, I switched from a box to like a cardboard box to a reusable bag. And the difference was really only a few cents. And my customers love it. So that's a selling point, and that increases the perceived value. So people are more likely to purchase from me, and my perceived value is, you know, more than those, you know, 25 cents extra that I pay. Plus we're not, you know, just pointlessly throwing paper in the trash. And also even just the materials that products are made out of. I was in China. How long ago was it, Kata? I guess it was like a year and a half. It was pre-COVID, obviously.
I feel like a life ago.
It feels so long ago. I was at the Canton Fair, and one of the things that I was really, really amazed by is, you know, China is a leader in producing biodegradable materials. You know, the wheat straws and the bamboo plates. I mean, they're made all over the world now, but it was China who innovated that technology. And oftentimes, another thing I was really surprised to learn at the Canton Fair is how easy and how much suppliers can customize. So it's just asking a question. Can you make this out of sustainably sourced bamboo instead of, you know, whatever wood you're using? Or can this be made out of a biodegradable material? And they will, most suppliers are so quick to say yes. And oftentimes the price difference is really low. So I just want to encourage people to start thinking about, you know, I always say that your brand is the voice of who you are, who you show up as in the world. And so, you know, what kind of person do you want to show up as to your customers, to your family, you know, to everyone that you market to?
I like that. Your brand is who you show up as in the world. I like that. That's a very millennial statement as well. I like that. Yeah, that's great. I can just imagine that with the right sports tar voicing it as well. That's going to be like, that's your tagline or some kind of marketing ready-made. But apart from the superficial things, like, I love that. What I really like about this, and I kind of feel almost jealous with people starting on Amazon now, is I remember back in 2014, which sounds like it feels like two, three decades ago, it was literally about importing cheap plastic crap from China that I wasn't at all proud to be selling and expected to end up in landfill. I'm not saying that was the best approach, but it was fairly typical at the time. And I really like the fact that the market is forcing us to be better people, because it feels better anyway, right? So I love the fact you're really embracing that. And as you say, there's so many exciting ways to source products now. And I was not aware really as much as you've articulated how easy it is for the Chinese to do that. But again, if the Chinese mass produce plastic crap, it's probably because that is a big market for it and they will respond to the markets of the world, right? And I guess that's a really great thing to hear, that they're really so able to flip on, you know, on a dime, flip to the more sustainable version. So that's great stuff. I think it's going to be very, very important stuff to listen to. And the less mindset and money oriented part of me thinks, if you haven't got that now, you're not even in the game. I just think that's kind of how it is now, right? It's just so much a part of the game now. If you got horrible plastic, the consumers would be just turned off by that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you really enjoyed that blast of girl power, female power, women, entrepreneur power, whatever name we put on it, from people who are really seriously passionate about being entrepreneurs and about how the fact that you can combine entrepreneurship with the admittedly difficult and challenging sounding act of juggling family life. And I think that's something that women are at the forefront of, but actually it's something that my male entrepreneur friends in the Amazon space and clients certainly experience, but we never talk about it. So the fact that we're talking about it is, I think, a testament to the fact that we need to, and that these ladies are all over this topic. So very, very interesting stuff. I'd really urge anyone listening to go and check out the conference. Branded by Women is just at brandedbywomen.com. Run by my friend Danny McMillan, who's Mr. Amazon in the UK. Very, very busy guy. I've known him for years now, and he's a very generous chap and a very warm person and a great, great connector and got great taste in wonderful people. And perhaps no surprise then that we had some really fantastic people on the guests list today. So Isabella, the four lessons to self-mastery coming up. Obviously, her story going from Romania to the USA with $100 in her pocket at the age of 20 is pretty incredible, kind of classic American dream rags to riches story, really. Kata Phipps talking about this self-sabotage and a lot of the difficult juggling between difficult, you know, different things, childminding and versus business versus your partner. Kim with a very nice message, I thought, Kim Ford, the physical is a training for the mental, as in you push yourself physically. It's about mind over matter, and that gets you mentally stronger, and that has a payoff in your business. I thought it was a really nice, neat and very practical, very uplifting message there. And Anne Ferris talking about ethical marketing, and of course that's all the rage, but it's not just the fashion thing. It's now a deep thing for the millennials, which are the main cohort, I think you would say, in demographic analysis terms, that is now buying, and it will continue to buy on Amazon. And then of course the fact that being an ethical brand doesn't just mean putting some lip service on it, but really building it into your branding and giving back in some way, and then the way you source your products as well. So very, very cool and very of the moment. So really what I got from this is, if a single word would be mindset, and it, in practical terms, it's dealing with juggling like crazy. And of course, women traditionally have, and probably still are, juggling like crazy between work and family and partners and whatever else they have on their plate. And it's even more extreme under the pandemic conditions that we've been mostly experiencing across most of the world in early 2021, and probably will continue if you're listening to this later in 2021 as well. So even outside of that pandemic narrow way of looking at life, I think these are universal issues, particularly for entrepreneurs who generally have to find balance and maybe accept the fact that, as Yelena put it, balance is bullshit. Sometimes you have to go really out of balance for a couple of years to create a life for your future life, for your family, that in future years means you can spend more time with them than you have in the past. So that is a universal condition, whether under COVID or completely not, whether female or male. That is the thing we've all got to grapple with. So these are really important topics to really give thought and depth of insight into. And these ladies have certainly provided that for us today. Next part of this two-part mini sort of series from the Branding for Women roundtable, we're going to be talking about Amazon account suspensions and some mindset stuff connected that with Tiffany and Yelena, talking about building a dream lifestyle and also dealing with the whole work-life balance thing in a very feet on your ground way. So do join us for the continuation of the discussion. And if you haven't already signed up, get over to brandedbywomen.com. Let me just check that I've got that URL here. Just a quick Google. Branded by Women is also going to bring it up. Brandedbywomen.com 2021 virtual conference, which is, by the way, I should give a date. Drumroll while my Google loads. It is 24th, 25th and 26th of February 2021. So do get yourself over there. 3 interactive live shows and 3 days of content with over 40 world-class speakers. An amazing event, and hats off to Danny McMillan for creating this extraordinary event. Thanks very much for listening. I'll speak to you soon. Today's episode is sponsored by the new e-commerce podcast, The E-Commerce Leader. The podcast is hosted by myself and Jason Miles, multi-million dollar Shopify owner and Udemy's highest rated e-commerce instructor. If you own a thriving online business and want to be the best leader you can, it's got your name on it. For free guides and mini courses on many e-commerce topics, go to theecommerceleader.com.